The people of God will say big, big, big. Oh, let's celebrate our choir as they take their seat. Hallelujah. Please open your Bibles to the book of Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13, I want to share with us on the topic, the harvest. I'm believing God, as we have all prayed, that the Almighty God will speak to you and I in Jesus' name. Luke chapter 13, we are going to read together verse 18 and 19. Because the harvest will be a real thing for you. The harvest will be a real thing for you. You will be a part and a partaker of harvest in Jesus' name. Luke chapter 13, verse 18 and verse 19. Are we there? It says, let's read together, one to go. Then Jesus asked, what is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his garden. And it grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air perched in its branches. Hallelujah. It grew and it became a tree, and the birds of the air perched in its branches. You will grow in Jesus' name. You will not remain stagnant. I want us to look at a couple of things together. Bear with me a second. Hallelujah. Let's get this ready. Hallelujah. All right. So, brethren, is it working? No? Okay, bear with me. Technical difficulty. Okay. It's not moving. Okay. While they are sorting that side out, you know I have advanced copy here. Amen. Praise God. From where we read, the Bible talks about... I think I'll abandon this one. Okay, you control it from there. Amen. The Bible talks about a mustard seed. And that's where I want to start from. Because you can't have a harvest without a seed. Unless you have a seed planted, you will never have a harvest. And that's not a curse. It's just the reality of things. For you to have a harvest, there must be a seed. And I want you to know that as you are seated there, there's a seed on the inside of you. And I want us to check out a few scriptures that tells you and I that God has put a seed in you. Romans chapter 12 verse 3. Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. If you can put that on the screen, that will be helpful. Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. The Bible says, there's no believer, including you. There's no individual, whether it's young, old, male, female, married, single. There's no individual that has not been given a measure of faith. You have a seed. You have something on the inside of you that makes you unique and peculiar. In Matthew 25 verse 14 to 15, Matthew 25 verse 14 to 15, the Bible says in a parable, he was explaining how God has touched every human being. And he said, a man was going on a journey. He called his servants together and he gave them what the Bible calls talent. Please ask your neighbor, what's your own? What's your own talent? What's your own talent? God has given you a talent. My prayer is your talent will not be idle or dormant in Jesus' name. He said he gave to individual talent according to their ability. You have a talent. That talent can be your gift. It can be your passion. It can be what is unique about you. It can be your peculiar appetite or desire for certain things. You have something. And what you have is your seed. And my prayer is that seed will not be wasted in Jesus' mighty name. Which takes me to the next important point. I've started off by talking to us about a seed. I want you to know that unless you deploy your seed, unless you engage your seed, unless you plant your seed will remain on its own. John chapter 12 verse 24. John chapter 12 verse 24. It says, except the wheat of corn falls to the ground and dies, it remains on its own. Unless you engage your gift, you use your gift, you use your talent, it will remain on its own. It won't produce a harvest. So when we are talking of harvest, it must start with you identifying what is the gift, grace, anointing, or ability that God has given to you. What's the opportunity that God has given to you as an individual? And how are you using it? And my prayer is, as the Lord lives, you would not misuse your own in Jesus' name. It's not working. Amen? Okay. My brother will try from there. All right. Which takes me to my second point. I want you to consider a few things. Number one, God is faithful. Look at your neighbor and say, God is faithful. I didn't hear you say that one. Okay, say it to your neighbor. God is what? Is faithful. Galatians 6 verse 6 to 9, it says God is so faithful, he cannot be mocked. If you sow your seed, the seed of your talent, the Bible says you will harvest it. That's my own interpretation of Galatians 6, 6 to 9. It says God is what? Is just, is faithful, he cannot be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, please take note of the word sow, is what you are going to. In other words, if you don't invest it, there's nothing for God to bless, there's nothing for God to bring a talent from, there's nothing for God to bring a harvest from. Genesis 8:22 also says this. It says in Genesis 8:22, it says, as long as this earth remaineth, as long as this world remains, God has put something in place, and that is called seed time and harvest. You are in your season of harvest. Your amen is standing on half a leg. You are in your season of, you have been sowing. In this month of December, you are coming into your time of harvest in the name of Jesus. That's why anything that stands in the way of your harvest, the Lord would eliminate it, so that your harvest will come. And your harvest will be full harvest, total harvest, complete harvest, all round harvest in Jesus' name. He says there's time and there's season for everything under the earth. There's a time you are sowing and there's a time of harvest. In this time of your harvest, you will be here, you will be alive to partake of your season of harvest in the name of Jesus. But just as God has done that and God will keep his own side of the bargain, the question is, will you keep your own side of the bargain? 2 Chronicles chapter 9, 2 Chronicles 9 verse 6 to 8, 2 Chronicles 9 verse 6 to 8, the Bible simply says, if you sow, you will reap. Remember, the Lord is the one that brings the increase. Paul planted, Apollo water. God is the one who will bring increase. As you put in the effort, as you engage your gift, your talent, your skill, the grace God has given you, the ability God has given you, as you put all this, you know, into use, God will bring a harvest. God will bring a return. God will bring a reward for what you are putting in. But if you sow sparingly, you only invest it once in a while. Once in a while, you engage your gift, your talent, your ability, once in a blue moon. Your harvest will also be once in a blue moon. Why? God is not mocked. Whatsoever you sow is what you will reap. Now, having understood about seed, and having understood that God is faithful, if you take the seed he has given to you, the talent he has given to you, the gift he has given to you, the ability he has given to you, the resources he has given to you, the opportunity he has given to you. If you take that and you invest it, and bearing in mind that there's no individual who can put his hand up and say, God has given me nothing. Na lie. God has given you something. That's something you need to find what it is. That's something you need to identify and use it. There's nobody who has not been given something by God. Now, having understood that, that takes us to the next one. There are some obstacles to harvest and we must deal with them. Tell your neighbor, there are obstacles to harvest. There are. And we must deal with them. And by the grace of God, the Lord will help us. Okay. It seems this thing is working now. Hallelujah. There are some obstacles to our harvest, and we need to deal with them. Number one, make sure God is number one priority. Matthew 6, 33, we know it very well. It says, seek ye first. Let God be priority number one. In everything you want to do, let it be about God. I love the way Paul put it. He said, for me to live is all about what? Christ. And to die, it is gain to me, because I will go and be with him. Make sure Christ is your priority one. Let him be the thing that you are thinking about. Let him be in the first place in all your consideration. Let Christ be your priority one. Number two thing that you and I need to bear in mind, you must flee from all sin. The thing that will shield us from harvest is what? Sin. Isaiah 59 verse 1 to 2. Isaiah 59 verse 1 to 2. It says, it's not that God is too busy for you. Please nod your neighbor and say, God is not too busy. He's not too occupied. He's not dealing and attending to Sister Doris and Sister Funke and Sister Abby and Sister Kemi and Sister Juliana. He's not too busy dealing with them. He says, sorry, I don't have time for you. No, God has time for you. Amen? The only thing that is an obstacle, the Bible says, is what? Sin. It says that thing is a barrier. It is that sin that would make you call unto the Lord and he will not answer. It's sin that will hinder him from stretching his hand. When he wants to reach out to you, sin will become a barrier. We want harvest, don't we? We want harvest, don't we? Then we must run away from sin. Amen? Number one, understand that God has to be priority one. Number two, let's run away from sin. Number three, there are some spiritual enemies. Don't think that because we are in the United Kingdom, there are no witches and wizards. You are lying. The witches and wizards in the United Kingdom, they wear suit and tie. The witches and wizards in the United Kingdom, they operate at various levels. But through the Lord, you and I, we will do valiantly in Jesus' mighty name. The Bible says, they that know their Lord shall be what? Strong. And do what? Exploits. Ephesians 6 verse 12, it says we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we are wrestling against what? Principalities. We are wrestling against powers. We are wrestling against spiritual wickednesses. We are. You don't need to offend any witch or wizard for them to come after you. They just come after you anyway. Are we getting it? But don't be afraid. Greater is he on the inside of me. Tell your neighbor that greater is Christ on the inside of you. Are greater than any witch or any wizard. I want you to know that as the Lord liveth, you are seated together with him in the heavenly realm, far above principalities and so no weapon formed or fashioned against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, maybe they go to the witches or wizard coven, they go to come, you know, to bring a case against you, they will be condemned in the name of Jesus. Please don't take for granted that we are wrestling against flesh and blood. In Matthew chapter 13, 24 to 25, Matthew 13, 24 and 25, the Bible tells us that a good man, a good woman, a good individual, they went about their business, did all they should. If they were studying, they studied hard. If they were in business, they put everything into the business. Whatever their hand found there to do, they did it with all their might. And after they had done their own and finished for the day and went home to sleep at night, while they were sleeping, Then the devils and the demons came out and now began to make their work rubbish. That's why vigil is good. Amen? I hope to see you at the next vigil. Amen? That's why it's good to come for vigil. That's why it's good to come for prayer meeting. Because while men slept spiritually, you will not sleep the sleep of death. The Lord will lighten your eyes. You and I, we will not sleep the sleep of death. He said, while men slept, the enemy came to sow tears. That's why his word to us is what? Pray without ceasing. If you can pray in the spirit, oh boy, in your bathroom, pray in the spirit. When you are in the toilet, keep on praying in the spirit. When you are driving your car, go ahead. Just keep on praying in the spirit. For he who prays in the spirit, the Bible says, is communicating with God direct. You are speaking mysteries to heaven. We must pray without ceasing, not only in prayer meeting. Amen? Tell your neighbor, pray all the time, not just at prayer meeting. You didn't say it to your neighbor. Okay, one more time. Pray all the time, not just at... Why? The enemy is out there. Another thing you do when you pray, you clear the way. All those obstacles, you get rid of them so that your blessings will reach you by first class post. Number four, thing that you must do. You see, after you have sown your seed, you have put in your investment, and you have prayed and taken care of the enemy, you must keep nurturing your seed. Keep watering the seed by the speech that is coming out of your mouth. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 to 18, the Bible says, in everything at all times, give what? Thanks. Let thanksgiving, let appreciation to God who will make it happen, let that always come out from your mouth. Be full of praise and gratitude and appreciation to the Almighty God. Then the Bible adds, it said, pray without what? Ceasing. Don't stop praying. You have sown your seed, keep on praying. You have put in your application, keep on praying. You have knocked on the door, keep on praying. You are processing the application, keep on praying. Keep praying until you have got the answer. Amen? Keep on praying. That's what the Bible says. Keep on praying. It says in Luke 18:1, men, women of God ought to pray and not faint. Tell your neighbor, don't faint. Don't faint. Don't faint. We are in a season of harvest. We are going to pray this month more than we have ever prayed before, because our harvest must reach to us. Before this year ends out, every allocation that God has made for you and I, it must reach your hand. And anything that is hindering that thing, anything that is slowing it down, that thing must get out of the way. You see, in the later part of the month, we'll be talking about our theme scripture, John chapter 4, verse 34 to 38. In one of the verses, he said, don't sit there and say, hey, it's still 4 months away, 3 months away. He said, no. It's now. Lift up your eye. Can you see it? Call it. Let it come now. Your miracle will come now. It won't wait till next year. Your breakthrough will be this year. Your breakthrough will be this month. Your breakthrough will be this week in the name of Jesus. I think we should even take that one as a prayer point. Why don't you grab your neighbor's hand and agree together in the name of Jesus. Your breakthrough will be now. Your breakthrough will be this week. Your breakthrough will be this month in the name of God. This year will be your year of breakthrough. It's not going to wait till next year. It's not going to wait till next month. It's not going to wait till next week. You will get your own now. In the name of God. Your breakthrough for your family, for your destiny, for your life will be now. In the name of Jesus. Your breakthrough will be right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Your breakthrough will be now. Your breakthrough will be this year, this week, this day. Your breakthrough will come your way in the name of Jesus Christ. We must keep on nurturing our seed in prayer. Don't stop praying. You keep praying until your joy is full. Next one, you must keep on sowing. Keep on sowing. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1 to 3. We want a harvest, we must keep on sowing. Don't give up. Don't be tired of sowing. Don't be tired of engaging your gift, your talent. Keep on doing it. Are we getting it? If you knock on one door and that door didn't open, go and knock on the next door. You mustn't give up. It says in Ecclesiastes 11, 1 to 3, it says, cast your bread on many waters. It says, in the morning, sow your seed. In the evening, sow your seed. You don't know which one the Lord will bless. He or she who observes condition, who is looking at terms and condition, you will not do anything. If you look at the situation around you, you look at the circumstances around you, you won't do anything. Keep on investing. Keep on utilizing your gift. Keep on deploying your gift. Keep on declaring your dream. Keep on speaking your vision into being. Keep on working on it. Keep on doing. Keep on working. Keep on doing. One day, your dream will come true. And that dream will come true this year, this week, this day. Your dream will come true in the name of Jesus. Brethren, we must eliminate obstacles to prayer or obstacles to our harvest. Don't be discouraged. Amen? Don't be discouraged. Brethren, let's conclude. I've talked to us about the fact that God gives every individual something which we can call a seed, a gift, a talent, a skill, opportunity, open doors, favor. He gives everybody something. Your job is to ensure that what he has given to you, you use it in such a way that you put him in number one. Make sure he's your priority one. Your job is to make sure that gift that he has given to you, you keep on investing it, you nurture it, you take care of it, you make sure that you continually use it. Why? We recognize that God is faithful. You sow your seed, he guarantees the harvest. You invest, he says the harvest will come. But we also remember that there are obstacles to harvest. Amen? The principalities and the powers don't want you to harvest. They want you to labor for nothing. You will not labor for nothing in Jesus' name. And that's why prayer has to be your lifestyle. Prayer has to be what you continually do. The conclusion is that none of these things would ever happen if you don't reconnect to God. Remember, he is the one who can make it happen. In John chapter 3, verse 3 to 5, the Bible says, except a man, a woman is what? Born again. You can't see the kingdom of God. You can't partake of the kingdom of God. You can't be a part of whatever blessing he has for you. We have to reconnect ourselves to God. In Psalm 32, verse 8, the Bible says the desire of God is to guide you. He will guide you and I in the name of God. He will guide you in the way to go. He will guide you into your breakthrough, into your blessing in Jesus' name. But the problem will be, if God is trying to guide you but you don't know his voice, how will he guide you? Because I'm trusting God that by the time we come to the last service in this month of December, your testimony will be a gigantic one. It will be a big one. Because in the course of this month, anything that is standing in the way between you and your harvest, the Lord would eliminate all of them. In Jesus' mighty name. Don't lean on your own understanding. Let him guide you. Let him direct you. And as you trust in the Lord, he will guide you in Jesus' name. I want you to bow your head. You want to take two prayer points and we bring this segment to an end. Brethren, this is the season of harvest. When the Lord says harvest, he means harvest. He means he wants to bring your blessing your way. Your effort must now yield. I want you to speak to the Almighty God and tell him, Lord, here I am. Let my harvest reach me. And then you want to look across in all areas where you want harvest. The Bible says you must be like God and call for those things that be not as though they are. I want you to go ahead and aggressively call forth your harvest. This is the season of harvest. You want to begin to speak to the Almighty God. I call forth my harvest. I call for my harvest in all areas. Speak to the Almighty God. Call forth your own harvest. Your own harvest. Your own harvest. Spiritually, materially, maritally, academically, in all areas, in your business, in your career. Call forth your harvest. It is your season of harvest. Begin to declare to him, this is my season of harvest. I call forth my own harvest. Let my own harvest come. Let my own time of harvest, my season of harvest, my moment of harvest, my time to harvest, let it come forth in the name of Jesus. Let all my harvest begin to come now. Let them come to me from the north, east, west, and south in the name of Jesus. Let my harvest come to me in the name of Jesus. Let there be no delay. Let my harvest come urgently. Let my harvest come quickly. Let my harvest come speedily in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Praventure, you have disconnected yourself from the Lord. Put your hand in his hand one more time and say, Lord, now hold me by the right hand. Lead me, guide me into my harvest. Lead me and guide me into my harvest. Speak to the Almighty God. I put my hand in your hand. Now lead me, O God. Lead and guide me into my harvest. In the name of Jesus, I trust in you. I want you to give me instruction, give me ideas, direct me, show me how, where you have prepared my harvest. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, we are grateful because of our season of harvest. Thank you because you are faithful to bring us into that time and moment and period of harvest. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We ask that you will help us to once again identify the gift, the seed, the talent, the opportunity, the opening, the special grace, the ability, the anointing, or whatever you have given to us as our seed. Help us to identify it, and more importantly, help us to fully deploy it in the name of Jesus. We speak over the talents and the seeds we have already deployed. We call for the harvest from them in the name of Jesus. Any barrier to our harvest coming, oh Lord, we remove in the name of Jesus. Bless the work of our hands. Bring our harvest speedily. We trust you that before the end of this month of December, oh, we will have overwhelming testimonies to your glory in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We exalt and magnify your name. Thank you, King of all glory. In Jesus' name, we are praying. And the people of God will say, very big. Let's put our hands together for the Almighty God. Now I want you to find at least two people and shake them and tell them, you have entered your season. You have entered your season of harvest. You have entered your season of harvest. You have entered your season of harvest. So it is in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you real good. Amen. I'm going to rejoice with you very soon. Yeah. Let's clap for Jesus. Let's clap. Yeah. Let's clap. Let's give it to Jesus. Let's give it to Jesus. Now I'm trusting the Almighty God that as the Lord lived, I will rejoice with you very soon. Because more than ever before, the Lord is going to, in particular, bring a return for all that you do. And I pray that this year, you end the year greater than you started the year. It will be more glorious for you. Your testimonies will be overwhelming. Now, whatever testimonies you have had so far, get ready for greater ones this season. And it shall come to pass for you and all your loved ones in Jesus' name. Could I just also use the opportunity to once again appreciate you for your investment in Project Nehemiah? Let's appreciate God.